My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, subscribe to Steiny and Goo. Subscribe to Bonte and Joe. They had Steve Kerr on this morning after the huge Team USA victory yesterday. Stephen Kerr and the emotions that this one brought about from Steph and KD and Steve, and I think it was Mark Spears I saw who said, like, he's been to, you know, gajillion basketball games, and he's not sure that that was the best game he's ever been to, but it's on the list, which is quite a comment.
Yeah.
And quite a comment.
A lot of that is, you know, being draped in the American flag and sure. the expectation of victory when you're that heavily favored and to fall down by 17 and you see the comeback happen and it's like, man, could they? They might, and then, oh my God, I can't believe they just did. And a lot of it is fueled by Steph, LeBron, and KD, which makes it even more exciting, and a dash of Joel Embiid as well. And just watching that thing happen in real time, it was awesome. It was a great game.
Also, the Giants have just sent down Camilo Doval. Landon Roop is on his way up. Jordan Hicks maybe might get the first shot as the new Giants closer. Ryan Walker says Bo Mel will stay in his current role in the Giants bullpen. And then also the Brandon Ayuk stuff has had a few more developments today, starting with multiple reports that Brandon and the 49ers have re-engaged. And Jordan Schultz came on with us and said there was not just a conversation directly between Brandon and Kyle Shanahan, but that it went somewhere and maybe there was some movement. No trade is anywhere close. And there is optimism. Long way to go, but optimism more than there has been since the month of May in terms of Ayuk and the 49ers reaching an agreement. So with all of that, one little fun factoid has come to light. This one from our friend Matt Maiocco. And he's the first that I've seen put pen to paper in terms of the exact trade that was on the table from the Browns to the 49ers. Remember, for those of you who aren't following this day by day, the 49ers had reportedly come to a trade agreement with both the Patriots and the Browns on Ayuk. If Ayuk would say yes to their contract offer, he did not. He declined both times. The Patriots, 32 plus million per year. The Browns reported to be in the neighborhood of 30, maybe 30 and a half. You ready for this?
Please.
And by the way, I would like to, I hope you're listening again, the wonderful texter who called me an absolute moron for saying that the 49ers would get Amari Cooper, a second-round pick, and more. Are you listening? Remember that comment?
Yeah, we're not microcasting. We're broadcasting here, Mark.
Sorry.
Just say it.
It got to me.
Your chest.
No, it got to me.
Apparently, and nothing gets to you.
Well, you know what I mean.
I've tried for the better part of 3 years, and I've only gotten there twice.
It didn't really get to me. I remember it, though. I remember it.
Me or them?
Both.
That's false.
The deal reportedly was from the Browns to the 49ers, Amari Cooper.
Yeah?
And a second-round pick.
No way.
And a fifth round pick.
And that's enough for me, dog. Bark.
That.
Jose, where you been, kid? That apparently was a yes from them, dog.
Well, I mean, I get that. You know what I mean? I know that Amari Cooper, you and I poo-pooed it a little bit because we're like, look, he's a great receiver, but how would he work in this system? Does he block downfield the way Brandon does? All things being equal, this Niner team, the age, all of those things, I'd much rather have Brandon Ayuk than Amari Cooper, but Amari's a wonderful player. But you're going to get draft assets like that, too. You're going to get a 2 and a 5. You know, if you feel like you have to move on from Brandon Ayuk, that's value. By the way, it also gives you a sense of what the Niners are looking for, because we never heard what the Patriots offered, simply that there was a deal.
Yeah.
But it gives you an idea of what they're asking the Steelers to do, and now you know why there's no deal. I don't know how the hell the Steelers, who don't want to give up any players, how the hell do you match something like that? That's a hell of an offer.
It's a big offer, and Amari Cooper is making, though the cap hit this year is only 8.7, I believe, but next year it's 22.584, and you could get out of it, but
yes,
he would want an extension, is the thing. The word I got is that if you got Amari Cooper, it's kind of like the Brandon Ayuk situation where he's going to come here and he's going to want to get an extension.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a choice.
Correct.
Now, what are you going to do? Acquire someone that's also going to hold out?
Well, that, I mean,
he's already in camp.
Right. So, I mean, you probably got some assurances that he would come here and he would try to play for his next deal.
Yes.
Is what would happen.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because his next year is voidable and would be voided, I would imagine. You're not going to want to pay him $23 million for just 1 year. You'd rather, if you liked Amari Cooper, he'll be 31 next year. You'd want to rework some sort of a two-year deal. But the fact that this was, it seems, agreed to in principle, there was a structure in place between the two sides, but I guess the compensation for Brandon Ayuk going the other way wasn't what he wanted, or maybe he didn't want to be a Browns.
Let me play devil's advocate on something for a second.
Do it.
I feel like the public right now has swung, because these numbers are all coming to light, the public has swung in the favor of, come on, Niners, just hit the 28. 28 is fair. All right. Roll with me on this for a second. And 888-957-9570, is that where you are? Have you decided, now that these numbers are all public, will the Patriots offer 32? Brandon said no. Browns offered 30. Brandon said no. Steelers offered 28. Brandon said yes. So it's not just about the money. He is mindful of where he is going to play. And Brandon says yes to the Steelers at 28. So come on, Niners, hit the 28. Well, the Niners have been at 26 the whole time. And you're saying yes to 28 with Pittsburgh. So why is the number not 27?
Because I wouldn't say yes to 27 to Pittsburgh. I'd say yes to 28.
But we're the Niners, and you're under contract. You are on our team, and if you're giving Pittsburgh a discount from Cleveland and New England, we would like a potential discount from Pittsburgh, number one. And number two, this is about good faith. You're at 28. We're at 26. 27 is the number,
well,
not
I was
28.
I was at 32, so really 29 would be the number.
You weren't at 32. We offered you that, and you said no.
Well, New England had 32 or more than 32 on the table.
But
so
that's New England.
Right. But that's what was out there. So, I mean, it's not a question of
devil's advocate.
No, I get it. And I'm sure that we saw that Pittsburgh definitely offered 28. Is that the word? Jordan Schultz said that basically when we interviewed him.
It's been reported. Yes, that is the report.
So if Pittsburgh's at 28 and he's willing to do 28, then that's what he's willing to do. And so 27, it may wind up at 27.
Yeah.
And, you know, then Parag can, you know, clap his fingers together and wring his hands and put the fist in the air and know that he won the deal.
Oh, I mean, is this not what we've been coached? If you get a deal, everybody's supposed to walk away mad.
Right, but I would argue that Brandon's already going to walk away mad at 28.
Is he?
Yes, because Amon-Ra got 30.
But he's willing to go to a new city for 28. and playing on run on a team that doesn't throw the ball well.
Well, they throw it a lot more than the Niners do.
Yeah, because they're losing a lot more.
15 times last year. Exactly. We've been over that. One time a game
one
more.
One pass per game.
One
yeah.
PPG, one yeah. pass per game more. And he probably wouldn't have to share targets. And as TJ said yesterday, and you know, TJ corrected himself on the math, and he actually still got it wrong because it's 76 more targets, not 66. But
it is?
Yeah, because CD had 181.
He had 181?
181.
Oh, God.
And Brandon had 105.
Boy, Cowboys are hucking the ball all over the place.
Well, to him.
Yeah.
So that's 76 more targets. But that's not the point here. So the point is where he would settle. And I think it may eventually...
That'll have nothing to do with me.
Sorry about that. You're right, TJ. I didn't need to like hit you with a little rat-a-tat-tat on the drive-by.
Yeah, send him back to school.
Well, and he actually corrected himself. He gave himself his own pause.
It was based on 171 targets, and he did say, he goes, I'm not sure that that's the right number, but...
Yeah, and I'll allow it. He's my favorite guest that we have every month when Brandon Ayuk is holding in. So I do think that it might end up at 27, but I don't think that if it ends up at 27 that the Niners are going to be upset that they had to pay an extra million. I think the Niners will be upset the fact that it's in mid-August when this gets done.
I'm sure that everyone is already upset, actually.
Right.
I think everyone's totally plenty upset.
And I think that they're more upset at the fact that it's August 9th and we're talking about that and we're not going through our Tennessee pregame. And I'll give you a lock for tomorrow's Tennessee Niner game.
I can't wait.
That's still coming up. And if I would recommend to all of you, ride the Dibber. Because the Dibber's been hot.
Fade the Dibber. Fade the Dibber.
My official Titans Niners preseason lock is coming up sometime this hour. Hashtag ride the Dibber.
This was heard around my dinner table last night.
What was?
Not from my youngest son, but my oldest. Because if it was my youngest son, you might want to have me arrested. But it was my oldest son.
That's my former coworker, your oldest son.
Yes, it is. He says, hey, Dad, can I request something? I said, sure. He goes, don't ever let me bet on preseason football ever again.
Ever again?
Yeah. I said, you bet on preseason football? He goes, yeah. Why'd you do that? He goes, because there's nothing going on and I needed to bet on something. And I went, oh gosh, 1-800-GAMBLER or what?
Serious? That's the
good
number.
Lord. Anyway.
That's the number.
Yeah.
No, that's
not good.
Well, and I'm not going to judge the fact that he's 17 and already gambling on sports.
He's going to be 18 in about a hot second. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's fine then. What is the only thing that I think is okay about it is he has a job and he has his own money.
Yeah, he does.
So if he wants
he's also bet like $7.
$15. Exactly. Yeah, if he wants to drop $7, you know, on a game, go ahead and bet $7 on a game.
Catch me out one time.
He uses Guru's thing. He does the Prize Picks deal.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's still not legal at 17, but...
Not getting anybody in trouble here. Anyway.
Yeah, anyhow.
He's 18.
He doesn't have a guy, though, right?
No.
Hey, this is Jimmy the Nick. Hey, Jimmy.
They meet out on the seventh hole.
Blue Horse,
day.
144.
314.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I think that both sides are going to have to wear this. Because both sides are completely to blame for sitting where we sit right now. Both of them have made some missteps, some miscalculations, all of those things. And so, yeah, I now that it's public, I want 28. I want 28. Well, boy, that was a whoopsie daisy maybe because now you put the 49ers in a spot where they don't want to come out publicly and give you 28 because it makes it feel like they just caved. And whether that's mature or not doesn't matter. They don't want to do that. They got hammered by Nick Bosa. They don't want to get hammered the second year in a row. Doesn't matter that all of us think 28's not getting hammered. They think it is.
Right. And 28 is not getting hammered. And what? So you go to 27, and what does that feel like if you're the 49ers? I mean, the whole thing is really microscopically stupid, in my opinion, and we can debate $2 million relative to the cap and what that might cost you and all the rest of it. They have the money. We've talked about it. They have the cash on hand. It really comes down to the guarantee, the guaranteed at signing and all the rest of it. And also, the other piece of it is the ego part of it because, and we've been over this so many thousands of times, but what does Brandon Ayuk think relative to the other players in the market? And also, helps the ego a little bit when a team out there is willing to offer you 32 and a quarter or 32 and a half. All that does is inflate Brandon Ayuk's sense of self-worth because he's been shopped out there, and there's a team that would pay him 32, and a team that would pay him 30, and a team that would pay him 28.
Okay.
And now your own team, who's supposed to love you the most, is stuck on 26. I'm mad.
You can be mad at you. I got another example, and this might feel like devil's advocate again, but I would argue that as a fan, you want your team to be one of these teams. Be like the Baltimore Ravens, and here's what I'm talking about. We saw this last year. It just never got nearly as public. It never got this tense at all. But this very much feels like a wide receiver version of Lamar Jackson. Now, here's what I'm saying. And this is why you got to be careful with the whole idea of, hey, I'm here. I'd love to sign a contract for $26 million. The Niners get to you 2 weeks later and you go, oh, thanks for that offer for $26 million. Actually, turns out it's 30 now because someone else signed. The Niners are completely in a fair space, in my opinion, to say, I'm sorry, we're not in the business of doing the stupid stuff that other teams are doing. You've got zero proof whatsoever that paying wide receivers at a high level wins you the Super Bowl. You know who doesn't pay all the wide receivers? The Chiefs don't pay all the wide receivers.
Yeah, Green Bay doesn't either.
Green Bay doesn't pay the wide
receivers.
Buffalo
doesn't anymore. It's a trend. What's trending is not paying receivers. You're right.
Go through the last handful of Super Bowl champions, and you're going to find very few people breaking their bank for two wide receivers.
I wonder what New England's highest percentage of the cap was at receiver when they won all those rings.
Right. You know? I mean, my God, they're like their most famous wide receiver didn't even win a ring somehow. Randy Moss.
Oh, that's right. They didn't win that ring.
They didn't win.
Manning.
They didn't win.
Tyree. Helmet.
Exactly.
I was in Oakley for that, but anyway.
Anyway.
Quick aside.
Like, Lamar Jackson kept going to the Ravens and going, hey, did you see what the Browns did for Deshaun Watson? So that's the going rate now. And the Ravens were like, no, that means the Browns are stupid. And they were right. So they're like, so that's great that you think the whole market got reset. And I could make this argument with the Vikings, too. I know Justin's amazing, but you didn't just beat the top wide receiver out there. You obliterated that market, and you let your quarterback go. And there's no evidence that during the life of Justin Jefferson's huge contract that he just signed, there's zero evidence that the Vikings will have a quarterback at any point the whole time. You're going to win with that? It's great. You got Justin. He's got a nickname. He's Jets. We all want him on our fantasy team. Are you going to win? So the Niners, I don't think, are wrong for going, that's great that the Patriots want to give you $33 million. They don't have any good players. They've spent the last 3 years with no offense. So that's wonderful that they, quote unquote, value you more than we do. Or how about we're smarter than them? We're a good team. They're
right.
Not a good team.
But you're so smart that you're going to pay him between 26 and 28 million.
Well, again, it's more a concept is what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying. I do, and I can run down the top practical guaranteed money at wide receiver. I won't bore you with the amounts or the names of the players, but just listen to these teams and stop me when I get to a Super Bowl, a real Super Bowl threat this year. Minnesota, Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, and that's Amon-Ra, obviously. Yeah. They're probably a legit threat.
And some people think Philadelphia is a legit threat.
Miami, the Rams, Vegas, Cleveland, Miami again, Seattle, and then San Francisco. Debo's 11 right now in practical guarantee.
Yeah, you mentioned Detroit, the Niners, and maybe Philadelphia.
Sure.
And that's it.
And then you get to Washington, Houston with Nico Collins.
Probably
another
not,
Philly.
Not championship ready.
I'm looking for Kansas City, and...
Oh, you're not going to find him.
I'm going Xavier Worthy, 13.79.
Is he their highest paid receiver?
In guaranteed money.
Oh, right.
Because his...
First-round draft pick.
Fully guaranteed.
Right.
So his money becomes fully guaranteed, and then you get down all the way to Marquise Brown, Hollywood. And then you get to Rashee Rice, 3.5,
yep.
Guaranteed. So your first-round pick, Xavier Worthy, is your highest-paid receiver. And I could play the same game with Green Bay.
Cincinnati's about to join the fray, and I think they're a true Super Bowl contender.
Ja'Marr Chase is at $30 million guaranteed right now.
But he's also sitting out camp waiting for a deal as well.
Yes.
And T. Higgins got franchised.
Yeah. And I'm trying to see where his number
is. But by the way, there's another one. And maybe it's just because we don't live in Cincinnati, but I don't hear people freaking out about the fact that the Bengals franchise T. Higgins and they're very much going to let him walk next year. Why? Because they don't want to pay two wide receivers $25 to $30 million when they've got a quarterback making almost 60. And I don't hear people going, that's absurd. How can you do? I don't hear that. I hear very little. I see a team in the Cincinnati Bengals that's about to flip over their wide receiver two position and just flipped over their running back position. Just let Joe Mixon right out of town. And who's that kid, Brown or whatever? Who's going to take over the Bengals backfield now? You probably haven't heard of him yet. You will by week three. Grab him in your fantasy drafts. He's going to be good. So, that's what the Bengals are doing. That's what the Chiefs are doing.
Yeah, Chase Brown. Chase Brown. Pick.
There you go. Buffalo Bills just sent all their receivers out of town.
Yeah. And I've mentioned the Green Bay example times ad nauseum.
Bunch of rookie receivers.
Yep. Now second year, third year guys. But guys who, if they don't show out, and even if they do, they may not get that big contract because I think that is the new model in the NFL. All that being said, the Niners are different. Super Bowl window, Ayuk is amazing. You got to do something. I don't think that it behooves you to give him, make him go play that on the fifth year option at 14.1. So, and they still might do that. It feels like trading Brandon Ayuk has gone from what I thought was a certainty. And I even said it earlier in the week, and I'm not afraid to admit that I was wrong. And I'm not wrong yet.
Nope.
But it's looking more and more like I'm wrong. It was during the crossover I said, he gone. They're trading him.
Right. You said it's too far gone.
Too far gone. They are going to trade him. He will not be a Niner this year. And it looks, as you said, this whole thing has gone a complete 360.
Well, here's what I believe more than anything right now, because that's great that they had a conversation and everybody's feeling optimistic if that's true. Let's not forget that Brandon also went to Instagram today and did not sound terribly happy with the 49ers. But that's great that everyone's saying that. That can turn on a dime as well. But my confidence in Brandon staying is now, it's not based in the conversation they're having. It's based on the lack of an available trade. There's no trade. But where are you sending him? You sent him to the Browns? He said no. You sent him to the Patriots? He said no. The Steelers don't have a deal. And we asked Jordan Schultz right as he was on his way out the door, and he's like, it's nothing even close. The Steelers and Niners are not even close, and they're the only team left that's even talking. And Diana Rossini says the Niners won't even pick up the phone anymore. So Brandon's not going anywhere because there's nowhere to go.
Right. What about the Commanders?
They left. They're gone. I don't even know if they were ever in it.
Yeah, and so you're out of trade options, and so now it's, and I don't, it doesn't sound that surprising that that is now why these two sides have come together to have a conversation, because Brandon had a chance to go to New England. He said, no, thank you. The Cleveland thing didn't happen, and Pittsburgh never offered enough. So you get through those options, and Brandon Ayuk, I'm sure, is feeling a little bit exhausted at, what his request was. Trade request. Okay, we'll fulfill your trade request. We'll try it. They tried it. Nothing bore fruit. And so now what do? You come back together and you have a conversation and you see if you can't restart and re-energize this negotiation. And they probably did. Hey, where are you guys? Are you still at 26? Let me check. Still at 26.
Yeah, how about 26.1?
Exactly. How about you, Brandon? Where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm still at 28. Mm. Would you do 27.95? No. Would you do 26.05? No. All right, we'll call you tomorrow. Good luck in Tennessee. Which, by the way, take the Niners and the 5.5.
Oh, crap.
There it is. Lock it up.
I was going to wait until you won 540 fart around or whatever we do there.
I thought now was a good time. It's a good transition.
You're laying the... What's the number?
Tennessee's favored.
Oh, Tennessee's favored.
Yeah, it started at 3. The line has moved Tennessee's way. This one smells to me. Take the Niners and the 5.5.
I made a promise to myself to never bet on preseason football, but I have to make an exception to go against Dibs.
With Dibs? Did you say?
Against.
Your phone cut out.
Is Purdy playing?
No.
Purdy's not playing.
No, which is why you take the 5.5.
Because of Tanner Mordecai?
He's a pick machine. All Brock does, all he does is throw picks.
Stop it.
He's like that sprinkler. Pick, 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 pick.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy.
If Brock Purdy does something similar this year to what he's done the first 2 years.
Brock Purdy.
I am waiting for y'all next August. I don't want to hear about what he does in practice.
I never talk about what he does in practice.
You just did.
I was making light of the idea.
You called him a pick machine.
He's just a pick machine, and he throws picks for you. I'm joking, because I've come on the record and said, I think that was one of my what's bugging yous, is practice stats. I think they're ridiculous. Yeah. And I went through the whole explanation last week. Maybe you were off.
I was.
Maybe you're in Hawaii. Grandy, tell him. I was saying that these guys are intentionally trying to make throws that they wouldn't make in the regular season. The offense does not game plan against what the defense is doing. They're just running plays. Let me walk you through it.
Okay, please.
So the offense, they call a play that they want to run. They're not looking at the defense and thinking what play might beat the defense. They're just running a play that they want to run. Additionally, the quarterback is trying to make the throw because he wants to see if he can make the throw. He's not worried about, oh my God, this might swing the game or that this might swing the practice. So they take risks that they don't normally take in games in practice. That's why QB stats are so stupid in practice.
Thank you so much for explaining that to me.
I had to walk you through it.
Yeah. You know what else they do?
Tell me,
Mark. I
love
stats.
They throw picks when they would have been sacked. Because there are no sacks. There are no...
Go ahead and cut that. It's a Friday. He's getting silly.
There's no sacks in the champagne room.
Peter King, I miss you.
There are no sacks in the champagne room. There's no sacks. I mean, I love that they're out here going, Nick Bosa had 4 sacks the other day. No, he didn't. You can't touch a quarterback.
That's a sack-a-rooney, baby.
Not in practice, it's not. You can't touch him. How do you know he would have gotten him down? Nobody's ever gotten to the quarterback and then had the quarterback wiggle free? That's never happened before? I don't know.
Brock's sneaky movable
back
there.
That's right.
He's got some sneaky movement.
He's got some legs.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's right. Knows how to use them.
Okay. So. That's a 1. ZZ Top from 50 years ago.
You can't give me a 1. I wasn't trying for a number.
When you make a reference that's glib and topical, you get a number. That's how the bit works. I made up the bit.
I don't want to be a part of your bit.
It's too late.
That's great.
We have got to find a way to get him involved this year. I know he's retired.
I hope Peter is healthy now.
Peter.
Spent 6 weeks coughing.
6? Not 5? Not 6? Not 7? That's all from Peter King, for those of you new to the program. We had Peter on a weekly, and for, I would say, a legitimate 11 or 12 weeks, he was sick.
Peter King's COVID report next on Will and Dibs.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It was rough.
Great interviews.
Phenomenal.
But there was usually between 4 and 7 coughing fits. Yeah.
That's great.
That's the greatest.
That really is an incredible story.
I'm sorry I had this evil laugh because I love the guy so much. But when at the end of all of this, he comes on and he coughs with us for 8 weeks and then he retired.
I know.
I was like, oh God. He never got better.
We need to check in on Peter King.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to miss his column too, because that thing was a treasure trove of information.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. I felt like I knew what the hell was going on in the NFL.
Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah, you betcha, Peter. So are you. And I hope you're feeling great and getting some time with those grandkids. All right. Where were we?
Where were we? Oh, I was explaining to you about practice
that's
stats.
That's right. I remember.
On the backs of me giving out my preseason football lock of the day.
Niners.
Take the Niners and the 5.5.
Plus 5.5.
I said,
yeah, that's weird.
Hashtag fade the dibber. Whatever. You guys hate me.
I don't know why you were looking at me when you were doing that.
Because play the sound. I locked it up.
Oh, yes. I was not paying attention.
You guys are close to giving me my Friday giggles. You have to be clear.
Thank you. Take them. See, that's mean-spirited, Mark.
Oh, gosh. Which Mark? Him?
With a C.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, you, Mark, just, you giggle your way all the way until we shoot our shot, because that's coming up here.
Oh, goodness.
But hang in there.
Anyway, no, the end of all of this, not the end, because it's not over, and it's probably not going to be over on Monday either. But the bottom line for me on this one is there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. There's renewed optimism. Of course there's renewed optimism. There's nothing else to do. You have to figure it out. You can't not figure it out. Give me the one scenario right now. Give me any scenario that does not involve Brandon Ayuk staying with the 49ers, potentially even on an extension, and tell me how it actually happens. Give me a different scenario.
It would have to involve a last-minute trade.
Where both sides would do it.
Right. It would have to involve a trade with Pittsburgh and a third team where they somehow were able to send a couple of picks to a team like the Raiders and have Davante Adams or a receiver of that ilk. And let's just use Davante Adams because he's a local kid and that's a sexy name. So it's a second and a fifth to the Raiders. Davante Adams goes, they get the picks. Davante goes to the Niners. The Niners send Ayuk to Pittsburgh, and he plays for $28 million. The Niners refuse to budge off of $26 million, and Ayuk is stuck on the idea of $28 million. And so this Pittsburgh at the goal line thing, which this has been the longest goal line stand in the history of trades, it involves a third team, and in an unprecedented move, a three-team trade happens. And the Niners get a receiver that's actually an upgrade. That to me, Mark, is the only way. And that's a long shot.
That feels
it's
incredibly
more than a long shot.
By the way, I think maybe the most under-discussed thing that we've read yet about all of these would-be trades and the reports that are out there, all of them have said the same thing about Pittsburgh, right? Picks only, no players. Did Mayoko not report? Pittsburgh at this point has been unwilling to include any second or third rounders.
So they're...
The hell are we even talking about?
So a fourth and a seventh? What are we doing? Is that what Mayoko said?
Did he not say that? I feel like I have read today that it said, and I don't know, was it Mayoko? Maybe it came from a different source. But the latest report I saw about the Steelers was that at this point they've been unwilling to include any second or third round picks.
So no player and
no second or third rounders.
Well, does that mean no first also?
I mean,
from everything I've heard, it seems to me like the lack of the Steelers including a receiver is what's holding it up, because the Niners want a receiver back. They don't want to just lose the receiver.
Right, but what picks are they including?
I don't know.
It's good work, Director of Sports.
Yeah.
But also, even if the Steelers are willing to give up a bunch of picks, I mean, my question would be, how does that benefit the 49ers? If you're trying to win a Super Bowl this year, what does picks do for you?
It doesn't, and that's why the 49ers are holding strong with no, you've got to put a receiver in the deal. So
and that's why my answer to you, is there any scenario? That's the only scenario to me. If Pittsburgh doesn't want to part with a receiver, and they only want to part with picks, then you need a third team to part with a receiver. And I can't imagine that Pittsburgh and Cleveland and the Niners would be a part of a three-team trade, because Pittsburgh and Cleveland aren't going to deal with each other, I wouldn't think, unless Cleveland is that dead set on trading their wide receiver and getting no receiver back. I mean, are you going to trade Amari Cooper and not get a receiver back? No. Cleveland fancies itself in a playoff window at the very least.
And I think that the whole three-team trade idea, I've got no proof that that's not just Twitter fun.
No, it is Twitter fun. Nobody, it doesn't happen in the NFL.
But nobody of a high level has discussed with any certainty the idea that that's even being talked about. So right now, that's where I sit. You got to convince me that there's even a possibility of something other than Brandon staying. There's no trade. It's not even close. He won't agree. The Niners won't agree. There's no way in hell Brandon sits out games. Just remove it. It's silly talk. No way he sits out games. And I think it's very, very far-fetched for the idea that the Niners will just look at him and go, damn it, get out there on your fifth-year option. Get out there right now. Knowing that they can't even take him being at practice in shorts. They want him now with pads on the sideline, walking up and down the sideline, talking to Brock Purdy in the middle of a game. That upset? None of this feels realistic. The only thing that makes any sense is you hammer this out. Hammer this out, especially when, you know what else we should probably rally back against? How about this idea of all along, well, if Niners and Ayuk are not close. Well, if one's at 26 and one's at 28, and I know there's a lot more to it. First of all, $2 million is not nothing.
Yeah.
And we don't know the guarantees. But the idea that they're not close, I think that's what people are having a hard time with today. It feels like you are.
Yeah, $2 million.
It feels like you're $2 million apart and you've both shown the world that you actually still want each other. So that doesn't feel that far apart. Maybe I'm being naive here.
Well, no two deals are the same. And if you want to look at just what we had this year, Amon-Ra gets $30 million average annual and 34.6 in guaranteed at signing. So that's a much smaller guaranteed at signing. Meanwhile, you look at DJ Moore, who got 27.5 a year, less than Amon-Ra, his guaranteed at signing, 43.6. So he got $9 million more of actual in-your-pocket guaranteed money, but he took $2.5 million per year, average annual, less than Amon-Ra St. Brown. So the numbers we've been throwing out, 28 a year, 26 a year, New England wanted to give him 32, that's all nonsense. The real money is the guaranteed at signing, and not every contract is the same, as I just laid out in that example right there. The Amon-Ra deal, the sexy big number, is bigger than the actual number.
Sure.
So that's probably where this sits. And if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm looking at the Deebo contract, not the 23.8 average annual. I'm looking at the 41 that he got guaranteed at signing. So Deebo got 41 guaranteed at signing, which is still the sixth most ever in the NFL. It still ranks number six, even with all these other deals that came in this year. Ridley got more. A.J. Brown got more. Jefferson, of course, got more. D.J. Moore got more. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. So if you're Ayuk, you're probably looking at that number saying, I want at least 41 in actual guaranteed at signing.
I feel like you and I had a conversation a few weeks ago about the number approaching 50. You know what I mean? I bet Brandon Ayuk, what's 28 times 4? What is that?
112.
112, right? 4 years, 112, and a guarantee of about 48. I bet he would jump off the couch and sign that.
But what if they're offering...
Which is why the 49ers won't do that.
Right. If they're offering 4 and 104, which is 26 per, 4 and 104 and $40 million is guaranteed at signing.
That's a lot of money.
It is, but I think that he would look at that and say, that's less than Jerry Jeudy. That's less than Pittman Jr.
Is it less than Jerry Jeudy?
In guaranteed at signing.
Got it.
In actual... cash in the pocket. Judy's got $41 million guaranteed at signing of the 52.5.
Who the hell gave Jerry Jeudy that?
Well, his deal is for 17.5 a year. Guaranteed at signing is 41.
Got it.
So Jeudy's basically saying, give me 41 for sure, and you can do whatever you want with my salary. Because, you know, that's about 80% of his salary, of his big number. 80% of the big number is guaranteed at signing, and that's... that's a lot higher than most. It's a lot of numbers, but...
well, they both got a point.
Yeah.
That's what stinks about this one, and that's what Richard Sherman said yesterday. They both got a point. If the 49ers' point is wide receiver is a replaceable position, we'd be stupid to pour that much money into our wide receiver room. The teams that are out there competing for and winning Super Bowls every year right now don't do that. They don't do that. Because even if you report... Amon-Ra in Detroit. Well, that's one. That's one receiver. The Niners are already paying one receiver. Not the only team that is in any way, shape, or form looks like a high-level team that's paying two wide receivers right now is the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll see what it looks like. We'll see. Last time we saw them, they stunk out loud.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that team's going to look like this year.
Well, Cleveland actually is a team because the guaranteed at signing number, Judy's at 41, Amari Cooper's at 40.
Sure, but that's for a year.
And Cooper's deal is going to be up.
Right,
so
right.
Just looking at the overall number, and they gave Jerry Jeudy 41 guaranteed.
Niners have a point. The Niners have a point, and so does Brandon. Brandon's just like, but look at the landscape. And that's why this thing is...
It's going to overtime, Mark, because each size has a point. It's 1-1. We're going to overtime. It's never much fun when you go OT.
But he's staying.
Thank you.
There's one other aspect of this trade and why it won't happen. Every day that goes by, it's an even stupider idea.
For the acquiring team.
For everybody.
Yep.
For the acquiring team, for the 49ers. It was stupid when it got to August, and now we're about to be a third of the way through August. And it gets stupider with every hour that goes by. And now that they've rekindled talks, I think that's part of the reason why. On August 9th, it's a worse idea than it was a week ago when you brought it up. So it's not going to happen, in my opinion. We're sponsored by Meineke Car Care Centers, 888-957-9570. More coming up here on Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Baby, I like your stuff.
No sacks.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, Grandy, thank you. Little Drake, coming off my reference about OTOT, it's never much fun when it goes OT. I pray BA makes it back in one piece. I pray. We just need one contract, Mark.
That's all we need. Don't stop now. You're on a roll.
Nah, just nod to Grandy for actually listening. Thank you.
Yeah, I got your reference.
Appreciate it. Every now and again.
We got it.
Every now and again, I do something that Grandy will either give me the nod or a smile, and that's all I want out of this job.
Appreciation sensation.
Because he's tough. He's like that teacher. Thank you. He's like the teacher you never wanted. But at the end of the year, you're like, I hated every day of it, but he's a damn good teacher. That's Grandy in a nutshell. I don't love Mark Grandy.
I used to hate Mark Grandy, but now I admire him.
Thank you.
There it is.
That's a fact.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
That's the one I prefer.
Why do you sound so nasally in the first one?
I hate Mark Grandy.
Was that recorded in a back can or something like that?
Might have been the old building.
Okay.
That one might have made it over from the old building.
Grandy.
I don't like Mark Grandy.
I didn't know there was so much Grandy-centric material. I'm apparently fixated on Mark Grandy. Yeah, add that to the list.
You want to know? You want to know who's playing right now?
Yeah, South Dakota trying to get to Williamsport in the Little League.
Yeah, there's that. That's
it's
true.
Team to watch, by the way. They got pitching.
Not what I was referring to, though.
France and Japan and the bronze medal table tennis.
Keep trying. You know who's playing right now?
No.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
How's Ayuk doing?
No catches so far.
Okay.
No catches so far for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the assembled Pittsburgh media is focused on the play-by-play of the Steelers preseason game, and they have gone into collective hiding about anything that's not happening in that preseason football game.
They're getting motorboated is what's happening. It's Texans 17, Steelers nothing.
Ooh, I like the Texans. They're fun. I like D'Amico Ryans. I like CJ Stroud. I like Nico Collins. Is Tank Dell back healthy?
Not sure.
Is he rocking it already?
I already caught a touchdown.
You're kidding me.
Not.
You're not supposed to. Didn't he tear his ACL?
I think among other ligaments as well.
Dude. Freak.
I mean, his name is Tank.
You know, can we ask, will you mark this down? I want to ask Pandia next week.
December 3rd, fractured fibula.
Oh, it was a fracture. It wasn't an ACL?
We talking about fracture. That's what I see it as.
That's when they gave him the ball on the 1 yard line.
Yep, it was ugly.
Okay. But that heals better. Because I was reading about TJ Hockenson, who tore his ACL right toward the end of the year. And he's not even close. They're not even thinking about him being ready for week one. So I thought Tank Dell tore his ACL. That's my bad. If he just broke a bone. That's a bad injury, but it heals.
And my fault.
He got shot in May. Maybe that's what you were thinking of.
Tank Dell?
That's what I'm looking at. ESPN.
Careful.
No, it's right here from May 21st, 2024. A teenage gunman injured 10 people after an altercation on April 28th. Dell's wound was minor.
Oh, okay.
And he was released.
I didn't remember that.
After the shooting. Nobody remembered it, which is why I'm delivering the news.
Okay.
Lucas, don't tell him to be careful.
Thank you, dude.
No, what do you mean?
It's a rip and read.
He's looking out for you. You've been known to kill people on the show.
First of all, I resent that. It's been weeks.
You have. You've been known to kill people on the show who are dead.
Occasionally, I think that people are alive. I happen to think that they have passed on. I've been much better about that of late.
You have. You have. And he wanted to make sure that your hot streak continued.
There's no way that Tank Dell died in this gunshot incident and scored a touchdown tonight.
Hmm. Ooh. I want to give you a Bowmel quote about Camilo Duvall.
Okay.
Okay. Those of you just joining us, Camilo Duvall has been sent to the... A lot happened today. Good God. Camilo Duvall is on the Sacramento Rivercats. Brandon Ayuk is still on the 49ers. Apparently, they are also engaged in contract extension talks. This after a week of us being told that a trade was at the half-yard line. Whatever. Anyway, here's Bowmel in the dugout. Quote, our best team is with him closing. So this affords him the opportunity to go down there and do some of these things and get back here and be the all-star he was last year.
Okay.
All right. So my read, for what it's worth, the Giants are going to say this is for Camilo to go get his stuff figured out. And that's true. I just don't think all of his stuff refers to his pitching.
Right. And sometimes your stuff, not your pitching, your other stuff gets figured out when you're on a bumpy bus ride with Sacramento Rivercats teammates and, you know, you're worried about, are we going to stop at Carl's Jr.? Are we getting Wendy's tonight? with my $37 per diem. A lot changes. As you know, you did it for a year, and I've lived a little bit of the minor league life, not a full season of doing play-by-play, but I do know about bus rides and road trips and per diems when you get an envelope and there's more fives and ones than there are 50s and hundreds.
I don't quote me on this. I think Camilo still gets his salary. I think he's on a major league deal.
Fine.
So, like,
it doesn't mean that you get to fly yourself from city to city.
Right. I'm just saying. You're not wrong. The per diem just went down. And by the way, Camilo makes less than Brock Purdy. That's another thing that's true. Camilo Duvall's salary is $770,000. So he wasn't, you know, I mean, that's a very good salary. But yeah, he wasn't quite rolling in it yet, which is another thing, especially in the sport of baseball that has this, I'll say it, ridiculous arbitration system that completely holds people down. Camilo is in the process of costing himself a lot of money because right now you kind of go year to year on what your salary is when you are an arbitration player. And if you're coming off of an all-star campaign, you get a raise. If you're coming off of a campaign where you beat up Gatorade boxes and infuriate your team and get sent down,
and have a whip of 1.6,
you make less.
Correct.
You make less.
Yeah, and luckily it's a year-to-year thing. Arbitration, you get your arbitration this year, and I don't even know what they'll offer and what the team will offer, but probably won't be $10 million. He probably gets a nice raise, but it won't be a whopper of a raise. But in the meantime, you've got the River Cats in the middle of a six-game series at Albuquerque. And then you've got five at home, six at home in Sacramento, including a couple of fireworks nights next week he can look forward to.
There you go. So Camilo still gets his light show. That's a relief.
Then we'll fly you and a guest to Tacoma.
I was gonna ask, sorry Dibs.
No, go ahead.
Does the light show, is it specific to Camilo, or does whoever comes in the ninth with less than a 3-run lead get it?
I actually, about an hour ago, the same thought popped through my head, like, does Jordan Hicks get the show? I bet he does.
Same music?
It's gotta be different music.
Don't tell Camilo, he can be furious.
Yeah. I wonder if the
If he's already getting all messed up over silly stuff like he has all year long.
Like when the Mets closer came into the trombones. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, trumpet.
Yeah, the trumpet.
Yeah,
like,
and horses.
When they had somebody else coming in close, they couldn't go with the same trumpets.
No, but that was different. That was unique and a thing that was built out of something that was organic.
Well, this is a copycat knockoff. Correct. Is what it is.
Correct. Well, no, this is obligatory. I think the baseball teams got to a point where they're kind of like, oh, it's almost like offensive to your closer if you don't have a thing.
Right.
Especially when you have a closer. Like, not every team has, like, one guy that is the closer. But if you've got one of those guys, it sort of became obligatory. It's kind of like when you hit the home run now or you get a turnover. You get an interception, you got to have something waiting for you on the sideline. You can get some chains.
Exactly.
Nationals.
Championship belt, whatever.
Right? Did you see the Nationals thing when the guy hits the 3-run homer? You get a big red, white, and blue top hat. You get to come over and get your picture taken.
Perfect.
Oh, it's perfect, right? All that stuff. You got to have a thing.
That's exciting. And it's made baseball more fun.
No doubt.
I'm watching the Little League, and you got kids bat flipping to make these major leaguers blush.
I hope
it's trickled all the way down.
Well, of course it has, and that's fine. It's fine.
It's fun. It's a game.
Exactly. It's okay.
He also gets to go to Salt Lake and Round Rock.
Oh,
if
those are nice.
If he can stick and stay with Sacramento. He might wind up in AA. I don't know.
If he gets sent to Richmond, then they're really mad.
Yep.
Really, really mad. All right, Grandy, what are you going to do here in 4 minutes?
You're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up first with the Morning Roast.
Steve Kerr.
Off of that epic semifinal win for Team USA.
Yeah.
12:30 tomorrow, a gold medal game, USA-France. And for those who partake, women's go for gold Sunday against France.
Oh!
It's double USA-France, back-to-back. It's a grudge match.
How many Jason Tatum minutes? I will set the over-under at a half a minute.
Oh, he'll play tomorrow.
Sure?
Absolutely.
Why?
France has started going small and a lot more quick and athletic, so I'd be more concerned about Bam Adebayo tomorrow. Jason Tatum, he's going to play now. That's all I got this week.
Relax. Okay.
Perfect way to end it. We've had more inflection on this radio station this week than in any other week in our history. So that's exciting. All right. Grandy's up. If you missed Steve Kerr this morning, here it comes. And that's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Nah.
How about next week?
I will. How about you?
Part of it.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about we do Willard or Dibs next week?
I will be here as long as you're not.
Same with me.
All right.
I miss Grandy.
We've got an agreement in principle.
Thank you.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.